That was completely loud.
That ended the song, though, didn't it?
Yeah, it sure did.
And it emptied the room.
That's more than the song.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Everyone's like...
Sound, probably, you know?
Yeah, right.
Whoever did it, they were doing that
fantastic
sound.
Yeah, that was a good read.
All right, it was a little bit louder than I was expecting it. I didn't think it was going to be like that.
Okay, I understand. Yeah, so that chord in the second chord in the tune, the D7 with the sharp 11 in it, that's just, you can think about that as just a D7.
With a sharp 11?
You don't see sharp 11 in the score.
Oh, it doesn't?
No. is that the D flat?
Oh, well, it has
the
flat
5?
Okay,
five.
Flat 5, sharp 11.
Sharp 11.
Yeah, oh, I see.
And I
just carefully, it's still with a major third, so it's kind of a whole tone type sound,
yeah,
meaning just a whole
tone. So you can just play the whole tone?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's still got the major third in there.
Yeah.
He did a lot of whole tone, right?
I think so. I mean, there are certain spots. I mean, he even plays just a whole tone scale as a flourish in the recording.
Does he?
Yeah, he kind of does that all over the place. I'm trying to think of the other tune where he does that. I mean, that's kind of a monkism, too.
The whole tone thing?
Yeah, Monk did whole tone a lot. He would just kind of rip off whole tone scales. Yeah. And then this is a good one for backgrounds, especially because it kind of sounds like a train horn.
yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. No, it's a fun tune though. We'll keep playing that one.
I gotta work on my train sound.
Yeah, right. Just get it. Just have Diane sit in the back with a train whistle.
Wait, there's a way to do it, but I won't be.
I'm sure
right
there
now.
Is a way.
Well,
to it. Anyways, why don't we try before we gotta wrap up? Why don't we try Sidewinder?
Yeah.
That one's kind of fun.
Can you just to make sure that I know it right, can you just spell out that D7
5? Yeah, so that's just, the other thing with that one is you can just think about it as an E major concert, E major triad over D7. Which would be F sharp major over E for you. F sharp major triad over E. So it sounds like you've got, you know, this is what you talk about with piano voicing. You have your shell with your root, your third, and the seventh. And then above that, you just have a three-note chord, which just happens to be E major. And you can even improvise with
what
that.
Was that you just said? I was looking for a side one.
Oh, sorry. We went back a little
you
bit.
You can leave that on.
Yeah.
Is it too loud for you?
I just thought it was enough of this mouth.
You have shorts on, Richard. You're probably like...
You're probably freezing. Yeah.
You could put it on. It's fine. We're leaving.
Yeah. Just with that last chord, sorry. So it's D7 with a flat 5 or a sharp 11. You can also think about that as
right,
just D7 with an E major triad on top of it. Because
that's the upper extensions, right?
Right.
That's so maybe this is dumb to do this. Is what I do is like, if it's a D something, the extensions are going to be an E chord.
No, that's not dumb at all. That's called an upper structure triad.
Yeah, because that's what it is, right? The 9th, the 11th, and the 13th is the...
Right.
Okay.
Right, and you can
so
even...
You just have to remember the flat 5s is just the... What
right, you just remember, you kind of memorize it
major?
First, what the... Yeah. You just kind of memorize what the relationship is. Say, okay, for any dominant chord, to get a sharp 11 sound, all I need to do is take a triad a step above the root.
Major triad.
Right.
Or just play a tritone from the root.
Right, well that would give you the sharp 11. If you wanted kind of a nice compact triad sound to solo with, that's where the triads really help. Because at that spot you can go... It's not as much of a scale thing, it's more just like a structure.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. That's in a nutshell what, you know, kind of upper structure triads and, or you could call it polychords if you wanted to. It's just one chord over another chord. Those can be really useful sometimes. It's just a simpler way of thinking about extensions. Say, oh, it's just this over this, as opposed to saying, when you think about that, that's the 11 and that's the 13, and it gets to be kind of a mind bender after a while.
Is it go pretty quickly to memorize? Well, if it's a dominant 7, then you would do the
right.
This.
At least as a starting point, and then you start to hear it and just kind of associate those two things. But yeah, I mean, that's no problem with that. You can go through pretty much any triad over any other bass, any bass note, and you can find some kind of use for it. It's fun to just sit there and be like, okay, you know, and you just kind of figure out, oh, well, this one kind of sounds minor, this one.